The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
Kyle Pankinen, and thank you for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause. This will be part two of a series where we're talking about chronic neck and low back pain. Chronic neck and chronic low back pain are the two most common pain conditions on the planet. They create more disability, lost work days, tremendous cost to our healthcare system in dealing with these types of conditions. And so we're trying to offer real hope to the person who is suffering from these chronic conditions. And last time on our show, we introduced spinal decompression therapy as being a real hope, a real potential game changer for a lot of these cases, a lot of patients that have that. So I want to start out today's show and talk about what are the conditions that are some that will respond to spinal decompression therapy. And then we're going to talk about my three most recent cases in clinical practice of neck and low back pain and what their history is a little bit and what we've been able to accomplish with them with our spinal decompression program. So just as in a review, spinal decompression is a comprehensive program that we have that we use on our most challenging cases of neck or back pain. So these aren't your average everyday, I bent over and I strained my back lifting something, or I woke up with a little kink in my neck today. And you know, those, just about anybody that deals with spine pain, whether you're a chiropractor or a massage therapist or a acupuncturist or a physical therapist, your most basic average everyday treatments are going to be able to handle some of those simpler, non-complex cases. However, how about the person who has multiple disc herniations in their spine, or they have a condition called spinal stenosis? They've had maybe chronic pain for a year, or in some cases 5 or 10 years. Maybe they've had a surgery and are still suffering. Those are the challenging cases, the complex cases, the cases that just your average run-of-the-mill treatment probably isn't going to produce a lot of effect on. That's where a good spinal decompression program comes in, because spinal decompression is designed to be able to take on these tough cases. And so when I look at a patient and examine them and think about what can I do to help this individual when they come into our office, if they have these certain conditions or indicators, I start to think they're a good candidate for spinal decompression therapy. So condition number one would be any type of problem with a disc in the spine. The discs serve as shock absorbers in between each vertebra, and sometimes they can degenerate. They're called a degenerated disc, where they lose height. Sometimes they can bulge out. So a bulge is a kind of a broad base where about 50% or more of an area of a disc area, it starts to kind of outpocket. And then there's also what's called a herniation, which is a smaller area of the disc, less than 50%, that will also outpocket. So degeneration, bulging, and herniations are three common things that we see go wrong with discs, and all can produce pain, especially if a bulge or herniation pushes out enough that it begins to put pressure or irritation on a nerve, then pain many times results. If it's in the low back, it will affect the leg. If it's in the neck, it will many times affect the arm. And sometimes the pain with these can be quite severe and debilitating. People that have, the second most common thing I'll see that of people that really could benefit from spinal decompression is, besides discs, they'll have something called facet arthrosis or facet syndrome. The facet joints are little joints on the backside of each vertebra that kind of interlock or hook it together, kind of like a jigsaw puzzle where you have interlocking pieces. And those facet joints are richly innervated. In other words, they have a lot of nerves in them, a lot of nerve endings. And so if those joints become arthritic, if they lose their normal movement or position, those joints, sometimes they become very irritated, those facet joints, and then they'll call that facet syndrome. And pain with that, if it's in the low back, it just kind of chronically spreads across the low back. If it's in the neck, it a lot of times will radiate down in between the shoulder blades or across the top of the shoulders. And it usually doesn't cause a lot of neck or arm symptoms like a disc, but nevertheless, chronic facet syndrome can be very, very significant in terms of pain. How about the person who, number three, has spinal stenosis? Spinal stenosis is a narrowing of the canal where the spinal cord runs down, or where the nerves branch off of the spinal cord and they come out in between each vertebra through some openings. Those openings sometimes can get narrowed down also, and they call that narrowing stenosis. In other words, there's not enough breathing room for the nerves. People that get this are usually a little older, and they have degeneration and wear and tear in their spine that becomes significant enough that it starts to narrow these canals down and it creates compression or irritation of the nerves. Those are challenging cases. Fourth one we see that I think about spinal decompression for is somebody that has had spine surgery and they're still suffering. And we're going to share a case of one patient today where that is the case with them. And so failed back surgical syndrome, or sometimes it's called continued surgical pain. So it's a condition where they have surgery and either they don't get any relief from it, or they get relief, but it doesn't, within a year or less, the pain returns. And unfortunately, this is all too common and in the world of spine surgery, and something that is rarely shared with patients when they're contemplating surgery. Just how many people, surgery doesn't work. It fails on them. And so we see people in clinical practice with this that are desperately searching for answers. And many times spinal decompression can be that answer. Finally, we also think about spinal decompression in somebody who says, you know, doc, I have this chronic back or neck condition or both, and I've tried some chiropractic treatment, I've been through physical therapy, maybe I've tried some acupuncture, I've tried an injection in my spine, but, you know, I get a little relief, but nothing long-term, nothing seems to last or to stick or to hold, and I'm still suffering. But the doctors say I'm not bad enough for surgery, or I'm trying to avoid surgery. That's the person who ought to consider spinal decompression therapy. So let's talk about some cases. But before we do, if you got a question, reach out to us at 507-752-7650, or look us up online at redrockchiro.com, or email us at redrockchiro@centurytel.net. When you look at our website on redrockchiro.com, you will find a tab that is, simply says decompression. And you will find on there a handout that has frequently asked questions and answers. There's videos, there's patient testimonials, there's a lot of good information there. So look at that tab. Also, when you're on our website, click on the tab Treat the Cause, and it'll take you to archives of all of our past episodes, and you'll find something there, I think, that resonates with you. Again, the website is redrockchiro.com. I want to share with you just the very most recent cases from my own clinical practice, and just kind of go over their histories, share with you what they were suffering with and from and how it was affecting their life and the program of treatment that we did on them and their results. And so our first case is a 73-year-old female. She comes to me with chronic neck pain and headaches. And she's had headaches for most of her life. So she's 73, so she's had headaches a long time. And in more recent years, she's also begun to develop a lot of neck pain. And it's sharp. It interferes with her daily activities, her sleeping. We had her fill out a neck disability index. It's a questionnaire that we have people fill out that kind of helps to determine how much their neck pain is negatively impacting their daily life and activities. And she scored at a 34% disability on that. And so we took this case on, and with it being chronic, we decided we better take some x-rays to get a little better idea what's going on in this neck. And it was quite revealing. The x-ray showed she had two levels of moderate degenerative disc disease at the lowest two levels of her neck. And that's kind of the area where her neck pain was. It was the low neck. It would kind of go down across her shoulders into her upper back. It was pretty much at a steady 5 out of 10. And of course she had these headaches too with it. And so with that being said, when we see degenerated discs on an x-ray, that is a strong indicator that decompression may be indicated. And so we educated her on our decompression program, and we got her going on the program. And she's about 3/4 of the way through the program now. So what we did with her, we did spinal decompression therapy. We did laser therapy on her neck. We taught her an at-home exercise program to work on to strengthen her neck. And so all these things to try to work together. In other words, we did good in-office therapy and good at-home therapy, and to try to produce the best possible effect. So her original pain was 5 out of 10 as of her last visit, which was just a couple days ago. Her current neck pain is 1 out of 10. And we recently had her do the neck disability index questionnaire again. She's down to 2% disability. I'd like to tell you her headaches are completely gone, and they're not, but they have reduced some, and we're looking to other causes besides the neck for her headaches. But in terms of her chronic neck pain, she is, according to her own words, well over 70% relieved of her chronic neck pain. The sharp pain has gone away. She's sleeping better, and just in general, she's feeling a lot better. And so here's a case: chronic neck pain greatly relieved by a good spinal decompression program. Let's move on to our next case, because this is the most challenging thing that most doctors are going to see in clinical practice. And I think more than any other case I share with you today, this next one will give you hope that if you have chronic neck or back pain, that if this person can respond, there's a really good chance your case can too. So here we have a case of an 84-year-old female, and she comes to me with multiple health problems, neuropathy in her feet. She has chronic low back pain. It radiates down into her buttock. It tends to be more on the right side. Get this. She's had three past surgeries in her lower back. Each one was a fusion. At first, they fused the bottom three levels of her spine together. She had spinal stenosis, and then she had to have subsequent surgeries because other areas above the fusion started to go bad. So currently, she has fusion at the lower four levels of her spine. But interestingly, even after three surgeries, she still gets back pain. When she came to me, it was an 8 out of 10. And so what she has to do is get epidural steroid injections into her spine. So about every 3 months, her back pain builds up enough that she gets miserable. And she then goes and gets an injection into her spine. And like I've said in our past episodes, injections can be helpful in some instances. They, according to the studies I've really looked at recently, they seem to help about 32% of people with neck or back conditions. But of the 32% that it does help, it usually gives them 4 to 6 weeks of pain relief on average. This lady, it helped a little longer. I mean, she would sometimes get 8 to 12 weeks. But when she asked for treatment or for help of her spine, her low back, she had recently had a shot and wasn't any better. So, which is typical with these shots over time. So in some people, they do give relief. And sometimes the first several times they have it, it gives relief. But over time, that treatment effect wears off and then the shots no longer work. And so a couple other factors with her. We did a back index on her. It's a disability questionnaire. And it showed she had a 44% disability. So it was really affecting her quality of life. She had an MRI done, her most recent one. Very, very informative. She had, of course, the bottom four levels of her spine fused. But now, as so frequently happens, the level above that, that was not fused, that is starting to go bad. She has a bulging disc there. And she has some instability where that vertebra has a little too much movement in it. And the reason is because it's compensating for the lack of movement at the structures below that have been fused. So she also has moderate foraminal stenosis at L5-S1. So she has narrowing of the canals where the nerves come out at the very lowest level of her spine. And I suspected the combination of the bulging disc up above the fusion and the narrowing of the spinal cord or the canal where the nerves come out the bottom of her spine to likely be the sources of her pain. So we began to put her under our spinal decompression program. We started her, the core elements of her program were: we did some gentle chiropractic work utilizing a technique called Cox technique, which gently distracts and stretches the spine. Then we would follow that up and we would put her on our spinal decompression table. And we would use that to gently pull her spine apart. And the forces used with it are very gentle. So even somebody that's had a spine surgery, she tolerates it beautifully, no problem whatsoever, and actually finds the treatment to be quite comfortable. So we've been treating her now for about a month, and her pain when we started was 8 out of 10. She's down to a 1 out of 10 pain. She just has a little bit left in her right buttock, which we continue to work on. I had her fill out an updated back index. Her disability went from 44% down to 32%. Kind of interesting also that, you know, we got her back feeling so much better and she started to mention to me recently that her neck gives her so much trouble and that it affects her right arm. She feels some pain down her right arm to her elbow. And so, doc, can you do to my neck what you're doing to my low back? And we said, yeah, sure we can. And so we started working on her neck, and she's starting to get relief with that too. So very challenging, very complex case here that the average practitioner probably doesn't even take on. But with specialized treatment that we have available, these cases can be helped. Our final case is a 52-year-old female. She has chronic right low back pain. It's a 5 out of 10, worse with standing. She's had chronic foot pain for 6 years off and on. She has chronic neck pain with headaches, anywhere from 1 to 3 headaches per week. She's had some past x-rays and MRI of her low back. It shows she has a moderately degenerated disc, a L4-5, which is the second to the lowest level in her spine. She has a condition called spondylolisthesis of L5, which is a vertebra that's kind of shifted forward out of place, so at the very lowest level of the spine. She has moderate facet arthrosis at the lowest level of her spine. And we talked about how facet joints can cause chronic back pain. She has a bulging disc at L4-5 level. In her neck, on an x-ray, it shows she has moderate degenerated disc at C5-6. So she has several indicators that she's a good decompression candidate. She has degenerated discs, bulging discs, chronic facet syndrome, and she's also tried other interventions elsewhere. She's had past chiropractic treatment, she's been through physical therapy, and she's still suffering. She gets some relief temporarily with some of those other things, but nothing long-term. Her disability questionnaire on her neck and back is 55%. So this is really affecting her life. And so we enrolled her in our spinal decompression program for her neck and low back. And she's about 3/4 of the way through now. And her low back pain used to get up to a 5 out of 10. Now, at the most, 2 to 3 out of 10 with standing. Her neck pain was a constant 2 out of 10, down to 1 out of 10. She used to get 1 to 3 headaches per week. Now she's able to go sometimes a full week at a time without one. And this was a case where she also had these chronic foot problems. And I've talked many times in the past, foot problems and lower back issues go hand in hand. So one of the keys to her treatment is we've gotten her into a pair of custom-made orthotics, or what we use in our practice called foot levelers. And they've been shown in research studies to help people with chronic low back pain, helping to reduce it by about 35%. So in her case, that was, and we were able to get her feet feeling a lot better. Her back, it's not where we want it yet, but it's significantly improved, and we got a little ways to go yet. And I think by the time we're all said and done with her program, she's going to be somewhere in the range of 50 to 80% relieved of her chronic pain. And the feet cannot be overlooked in people. If you have chronic back pain, you need to get a digital foot scan from not the one they have at Walmart. You need to get from a very high quality foot scanner. We use one from a company called Foot Levelers, and it very accurately shows the imbalances in the feet, what the arches are doing, and from those scans, a pair of custom-made, individually designed orthotics can be built that are designed specific for that person's feet. And that's way different than pulling a so-called custom orthotic off of a shelf. I'll just be honest, you can't pull a custom orthotic off of a shelf. That's not a custom orthotic. So this was a game changer for her. So 3 different cases, all with chronic neck or back problems, all currently going through spinal decompression program with us and all in various stages of getting the help they've been looking for in many cases, years. If you have chronic neck or low back pain, look at our website at redrockchiro.com. Look under the decompression tab and educate yourself about that. If you have a question, reach out to us at 507-752-7650. We're here to help. One of my passions in practice is helping people with chronic neck or back pain avoid surgery, if at all possible. And we have the training and the tools and the equipment needed to help 89% of people that have these conditions. We're here to help you. And if you have never tried spinal decompression therapy, I would urge you to look into it. It can be a real game changer. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. And we look forward to bringing you each and every one of these episodes. And we'll talk to you real soon. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.